Are you ready for the word this morning? Talk to me, Pastor Faith.
Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on.
I'm in a rush this morning. I want you to put on your war gears this morning, because we've finished the era of battles. We're now in the war period. You know, what brings you to the war period is you know the enemy now. We didn't know who we're fighting. Now, I want to show you our arch enemy. When churches say, you know, we're fighting warfare, we're fighting this and that, we didn't know. Have you got time for us to know who this one? Okay, let's go there then. Come on now, please.
Put on the full armor of God.
Yeah.
So that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes.
Yeah.
For our...
Can you underline that in your scriptures? The devil's schemes. What does the word scheme mean? I'm sure you're ready for me. What does the word scheme mean? So that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. We're going to define what scheme means now. Because what you're taking your stand against is not the devil, it's his schemes. Because when you say, you know, we bind you, Satan, what do you mean? Who is that? Talk to me, Pastor Dami, please.
A system, a combination of things connected and adjusted by design.
A system, a combination of things connected and adjusted by design. So, a social housing scheme. Is NHS a scheme? Because it's a system. What about the banking world? A system. They are connected now. So from NI to FCA, to your tax, to your banking, to your health system, everything is connected, isn't it? So can we repeat that? Pastor Dami, you read it. I want even the children among us to understand this now. So let's read it and we'll read after you. I see we're reading Bible verse now. Talk to me.
A system.
A system? I thought you would say.
A combination of things connected and adjusted by design.
So every problem you may deem yourself to have this morning is connected and adjusted in style. Everything is connected. One problem grows out of the other. Nothing happens in your mind or spirit except it comes from your body. It's connected. Just like any spiritual man, nothing should happen in your body except it comes from your spirit. A believer is supposed to live from the spirit out, not from the body in. We live from the body in. So when systems begin to attack us, we take it into our spirit and our prayer life goes low. How do you tackle that kind of a system? Your body must be dead. In other words, you cannot respond to anything happening outside anymore. Everything must come from the inside, and your body must be, if I perish, I perish kind of body. Are you listening to me? That is a revived body. That's a person that God can use. When God raised Esther, not yet, talk to me. Have we finished? Oh yeah, read. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
For our struggle.
For our struggle. Another translation says, for we wrestle not. So who can I wrestle with this morning? I need an example, seriously, quickly. David, who? Come now. Thank you. So, for we wrestle. So let's do a struggle. Don't manhandle me, you know. For we wrestle, but we need to struggle for something. For we wrestle not. So this is Daniel in front of me, and I'm trying to pass through something. So there's you can't just stand. We have to wrestle a bit. So For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but one of the things the Bible did not tell us is what we're wrestling for. What is the price of this wrestle? What do you get after this wrestle? Because if I wrestle just with job, the issue with that is the price is too small. Because after that I've worked job for many years, I'll still die. So I've got a wrestle now. Should we look for a definition of wrestle? Because I'm not sure this guy would do what I need him to do, you know. Oh yeah.
Two definitions, sir.
Talk to me.
To combat an opposing tendency or force.
What are you combating for? So this is an opposing tendency. I want to pass through, but your job is to make sure I don't. So I need to wrestle now. My, this guy is strong, man. Are you an Igbo boy? Chai. Poverty. Look, poverty just undoed me now, man. What? Ah. Go away, my friend. Pastor may come and raise your job. Chai. Oh, more. That's going through a lot, you know. This will be fine, yeah. And that guy is not in his full force yet. I know he's being decent because he's made up more. So we wrestle not. Look at this guy. He can't even walk. No, no. If this is what we're wrestling, we would have won since. So what I'm trying to say with this is the price for wrestling is advancement, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood. It must be that everyone wrestling is on their way somewhere. Everyone not wrestling is not on their way anywhere. Dave, anyone, any church that is not in a wrestle at the moment has been contained. Because sometimes we feel, why can't we just be another church that has no criticism or noise about it? He said, because they mean they are not going anywhere. There is nowhere to go. If you have a wrestle in your life, it is because you are advancing towards something. There is something you are moving towards, and there are blockage on the way. So you've got to move. And many times in a wrestle, sometimes you will be held back. Daniel was wrestling for 21 days, and an angel was sent by the Father. But this angel was wrestled by the spirit, the prince, yeah, of Persia. But Daniel was a do or die. This guy will not leave his knees 21 days until he gets an answer. Can I tell you something about the revival generation? They don't stop doing a thing until there is an answer. The revival generation is not, I have prayed people yesterday. It is not, I have given yesterday people. It's not, I have fasted yesterday. They are people of wrestle. And they pushed him back a bit. And sometimes it contains them. 21 days, 7, and 7, and 7, 7 times, and 7 seasons, and 7 men, 21 days, one man was standing in this realm, and God answered him. But there are forces that can resist. They also have power. But the Bible calls him the one who resisted Daniel 3 times. The Bible calls him the prince of Persia. So when the answer came, what was God's package that this devil was resisting? And what got Daniel to that realm? I'll show you in a minute. Rezo, you wanted to read.
The two definitions, sir.
Yes, sir.
To combat an opposing tendency or force.
Uh-huh.
Or to trip.
To combat an opposing tendency. So either in Spark Nation you are 1,000 people or two people. If two of you shall agree concerning touching a matter, the Bible says that whatever you agree on will be done, right? And you will bring heaven down on earth. Now, this is the issue. The agreement of two people is a system against against a system. In other words, myself and my brother here, we've seen a way things should work. We understand that there's a way it works. But if two of you shall agree to form a system, we have now formed a system because we are two. One cannot form a system. It will take two people. It's a family thing. We formed a system. Now, it said, if you agree, now they formed a system, but there is an opposing force. There is a power that resists. And sometimes again, as you push, you're wrestling. What is our wrestle, Spark Nation? You need to advance. And in the midst of that wrestle, sometimes you don't understand what you are doing. You just know that there is something bigger and higher for you in life. You just know that there is a better church. There is a better people. There is better prosperity that God has destined, that your life is not just meant to be walk and die and walk and die. There is a better purpose, and something in you is wrestling. And sometimes the prince of Persia can withhold, and you find yourself to... The guys who sell drugs are just wrestling. But they are wrestling a demon that they don't know. People go into marriage because they are wrestling with themselves. And they think if two of them shall agree. But the problem is, the person who taught you now about marriage is still wrestling as well. So before you get into marriage, you must have finished or almost finishing your wrestle, or your wrestling about your personal issues. Otherwise, two opposing force, the force will still hold you back. But this is not where I'm coming this morning. Who is this enemy? Sit down, Pastor. You'll come back again. This is better. This is softer. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Daniel. You're created for a purpose, not me, for a purpose. Talk to me.
For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood.
The problem with this one, the example I just gave, is at least I can touch him. But the Bible warns us that anyone you can touch, anyone you can see, either it is BBC or CBBC, as long as you can see them, as long as you can touch them, they are not the one you wrestle against. As long as they can fall down and die, they are not the one. I'm just reading the Bible, so don't say, oh, so you don't believe there are witches and wizards. I'm just reading the Bible. It said, for we wrestle not against flesh. So, again, let me repeat. As long as you can see and you can touch him, that's not your enemy. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. That is just an alibi. That is a distraction from the real. You see, the one you can feel and touch is also working for the main guy that you are wrestling against. So this morning, friends, can we go above agents and deal with the real master this morning? It battles a child. It battles adults all the same. It equalizes everybody so that our problems are not different. It is one common enemy. He has many servants. But I don't care about the servant, because you've fought enough, Spark Nation, and you've gone beyond fighting a servant. You need to go to the real realm right now. God is calling us to the real stage right now. The worst the devil can do is what he's done, create doubt. Let me tell you what doubt about a church does. It's simple. It makes those who are called to that vision stronger, And those who are shaky, he removes them. That's the end of the story. Talk to me, Pastor. I need to close.
But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places.
Yeah.
Therefore,
stop there, please. This is my gist. Rulers of darkness, everyone is just mentioned now, right? There are many, they are not one, right? Rulers of darkness, principalities, powers, dominion, Okay, now so Jesus sums it up. And he says there are two gods. The real God or Mammon. Our fight is against money. Did you hear what I just said? Money is the real enemy. We never knew. So, imagine after all this while, the church will wake up one day, because what is Satan's manifestation in this realm? When you say Satan, 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 what is he? A guy who wants to be worshipped, and his manifestation in this age is money. So, you see, all the people he mentioned now, principalities, powers, kings, and the enemies you can touch, they all work for one guy. His name is called money. It controls and regulates everybody's life. Christians bind Satan in church on Sunday, but money looks at them and says, "You're coming to work tomorrow." Satan is just seated with his leg crossed, and he said, "Well, not crossed." And he's just looking at everyone binding him and said, "No matter how much you bind me, by Monday morning, you come to work for me." So have you heard people say, "I work for my money"? It's just that by the end of the month, it's no longer yours again. It's got, money is so powerful that it comes and goes back and comes back to you and goes back and comes back and goes back. Money is so powerful that even after a man dies, he will still have to pay for his own casket. So what is principality and power? What is the most powerful force in this world? Every power that is mentioned there can be bought by money. When someone wants to become your prime minister now, is it not based on the financial power? He programs the thinking of people. He hires experts, PR and PAs, in order to change the perspective. And so in this realm, there is nothing money cannot buy. Only one thing. So a young man wakes up without any money education and is thought, if you want to have dignity, you want people to respect you, you want people to value you, have money. Submit to that God by serving him. So a young man is wasting away on the street. A girl thinks, "I love this guy because he can give me comfort." And she's doing everything, including giving her body, in order for this guy to replace with comfort. Buy me good clothes. Buy me this. Pay my bills so I can be comfortable. And even parents, the seed that comes from them, they are looking up to them to make their financial life better. All these systems are intertwined in submission to only one God, and his name is money. It's powerful. It holds the realm of man. So you go to Canary Wharf and you see all this big building. There is nothing in it than money. It's all money. A man will give his life in exchange for money. But I want to tell you something about money this morning. The reason why you and Satan will never be a spark nation, will never be friends, is because you don't serve him. The reason why those who are talking, they are talking, is because you dishonor. You dishonor their God. And they don't know it. But their God, the spirit in them, knows you dishonor money. You dishonor their God by dashing him out. There are countries that create their own gods. It started, so you'll be surprised. Someone grows a cow in his own field and he begins to worship him. Please, it is not a shock, because man made money and began to worship him and began to bow to money and called money is God. People are assured of tomorrow because they look into their saving and say, my tomorrow is guaranteed because I have some money kept for tomorrow. Are you listening to me? Because that is God. Only God knows the future. How did you make money know the future? If I can just have 50K, my next year will be better. That is the replacement of Almighty. Because I know the thought. That's God speaking. I know the thought that I think towards you. Thought of good and not of evil. Not money. Not money. So why are most people's future guaranteed? Money. So money becomes the guarantee. Why do you feel you can do what God wants you to do? Because, okay, I feel I have some money now. So what Satan said to Jesus was, worship your God before me. He didn't say worship me. Satan doesn't want worship. He just wants the condition of worship. The system of worship is what Satan wants. If he can hold the system, that's him. So there is a scheme of worship. If he can own the scheme, he owns the worship. So he said, Jesus, worship your God. But let me have the system. Let me be the one that holds the system. So the anointing about Spark Nation is, there is no system of worship. You think Satan cares about Christians gathering on Sunday morning? Let me tell you, a day is going to come this year soon, maybe before March. What I want is 5 different locations for Spark. 100 people, 150 in each location, doesn't matter. You don't need drums and all these things. If you have it, you have it. Just do church. Any system that Satan can warm up to, can locate from your giving system to your prayer system, the moment he can own that system, you begin to worship Mammon. So who is a revivalist? They are free from faith in money. Money is the real enemy. Money is the real battle. Because again, in case you still don't believe me, he said you can either worship God or Mammon. The whole creation problem started with a matter of worship. That's all it started from. Satan wanted to be worshipped as God. So everything is going to end with who you worship. It is about who you worship. It's about what you have faith in. And when people don't have money, they say things like, I don't care about money. It's a lie. You're a liar. You do. You do. But you see, I just laid foundation with all that. So how do you overcome that? How do you win a war in a generation that has been subconsciously sold another God? Where does Satan live? London was the financial capital of the world. Now they say it's New York, but I still believe it's London. They have the strongest currency. So where would Satan live? Where will his seat be? Will this guy not be comfortable until he looks into some people who don't really have much but disrespect his statutes. When Nebuchadnezzar wanted worship, what image did he make? A golden image. And they said, you know, we want everybody to bow to this golden image, the highest level of currency. But they said that there are some few guys. We know these guys in this realm. They kick gold around as if it means nothing. They have everything we work for to the end of our lives. They use it as if it's nothing. The best clothes, the best Rolls Royce. They use it as if it's nothing. They use it to preach Jesus. Something that the world uses to attract young men. It's something that a Gen Z will use to become a thin God. These guys use it to play gospel. They treat it as if it's nothing. And that's why it will be angry with you. That's why it will not have you. But let me tell you, our response must be that we are not going to bow down to these things. The Latter-day Revival, which will be political, it will be steered up with words, not money. Steered up with people that have encountered with God. People that are revived in their spirit. People that are Daniels, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. They will refuse to bow to nothing. Money buys fame. Fame and money. Hispanic Nation today raise a lot of money. You can clean up image. I don't need to clean up image for the world. If you are not happy to associate with us, go away. You will be part of those who will be taken away by the revival. Because we are not going to bow to the image of gold. So God says, anything money can buy, don't be involved. If money can buy you good image, don't buy it. Tell money, I'm not buying it. Spoil my name, spoil our name all you like. You cannot spoil the message. There is a message in this house. And let me tell you what God has gathered Spark Nation for. Every financial capital of the world, you will see Spark Nation there. So, what God is training you for now is to take Tokyo, Hong Kong, London, New York, Kalyata, Lagos, Mandia Tahad. Let me prophesy this morning. What did Daniel, a revived young man, these guys were 17 years old when they went into slavery. 16 years old, Shadrach. 17 year old, Abednego. What did they have that Egypt or Babylon did not have? They have power over money. They have connection. They have encounter with God. The others do not have it. So they made money for the government. You know, each time the government calls them, the king will say things like, anyone that solves this problem, I will give him half of my kingdom. In other words, I will buy him. I will buy what is God. But you see, divine encounter and revival and relationship with Jesus, you cannot buy it. You cannot buy with money. And God is coming into Spark in less than 3 weeks. He's going to pick the first set of the revived people. God says to tell you, he's coming to church in less than 3 weeks. He's going to see those who have not bowed their knees to money, to mammon. Those who are not controlled by money. Those who are not controlled by what they have. Those who control. It's coming. Revival is coming in less than 3 weeks. I have an assignment from God to announce to you this morning that something is about to shake. God is about to shake the heavens and the earth. I can't tell you how much God relies on you because you've disrespected money. The world is angry. They are abusing you for doing good. Have you ever seen that before? People are angry. God says, I'm coming to church now. God says, I don't go to church anymore these days, though. Oh, yeah. He said, but I'll come. He said, I'll come because I can find people who disrespect mammon. I can find people who can look mammon in the face. You have a problem of 3 million, but this is 3 million presenting itself in a wrong way. And you can look at the 3 million and say, our God who we serve is able. You know, that's what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego told them. He said, our God who we serve, not this golden image, not this money, is able to save us. And even if he does not save us, we will still not bow to this image called Citibank. We will still not bow to this image called Canary Wharf, because it's an image. And when God sees that, God says, I found a revival generation. I found the people who can speak for me. I found the people who can speak my heart. And under every of those things, does that mean you will not have money? You can have money but not control it, because you don't have him. You cannot have your own God. You have a servant. Can I give you the scripture of where I'm really going? A man just got converted, and he saw Peter and the apostles healing. People were getting healed. People's lives were changing. And the man looked at Peter and said, wow, what a power you carry. What a power, wow. And you guess what the man said? He said, how much does it cost to buy this kind of thing you have? What God has given you, Spark Nation, is what money cannot buy. He said, how much? I need that scripture. He said, give me this power and I'll give you any amount. This is a guy that has money but cannot change anything. Listen, Tower Hamlet is the poorest borough in London, they say. But it has the biggest budget. Oh, yeah. How does that add up? Money does not cure poverty. The power of God is the only force that cures poverty. You've housed people before. You still do. You've given them clothes. Did that solve their poverty? They still walked out. They still abused you because they've not contacted the power of God. God wants 500 people in this house or more who will be ready for divine encounter and say, God, it's either your power or nothing. Rise on your feet and shout glory to God. Giving is a disrespect to money. Giving is a demonstration that you do not believe in the power. Imagine someone wants to buy something and it costs £2,000 and you already have £1,800 and God looks at you and says, give it in order to buy it. They say, ah. One day, some years ago, we wanted to pay church bills. Years ago. And all we had left in us, I can't remember accurate figure, I just give example. We were maybe £400 away. These were days we worked as kitchen porters to pay church bills. So forget all those nonsense of the... anyway, let me not go there. I don't have time. And you're £400 away. And God said, give all you've got in order to pay the bill. Why does God do those things? He wants to tell you that your purchasing power is not money. Your purchasing power is obedience. You didn't hear what I just said. That the ability to buy what you need, to buy what you wanted to buy, is not mammon. He wants to remove. Why does God dry you of money sometimes? He wants to remove your faith from Mr. Mammon. For our God is a jealous God. He wants to remove your faith from it. So he said, we walk by faith, not by what we can see, not by sight. It's calling some of you to come above. Now I'm taking that seed and giving it away. And God is, and my mind is saying, how would you buy this thing? I didn't know that the purchasing power of the Holy Ghost is the ability to obey. And that's what I want to pray for you for this morning. That to hear God and to obey God, to obey is better than sacrifice, right? God is calling you into higher currency. It is stronger than pound sterling. It is the currency of obedience. It is activated by the power of the Holy Ghost. This is the new level of sparkation. Are you ready for this stage of power? Obedience is a currency. So when you came to church, when you came to God, the first thing he did was dry up your money. When God wants to call you to a new level, is to dry up the resource. Can I tell you an example? The raven was bringing food, bread, to Elijah by the brook Cherith. But one day, the Bible says the brook ran dry. And God said, arise and go to the widow of Zarephath. And that's obedience for the next level. So when God wants to do the next level work, it dries up the brook. What most of us have done as church is that we stay by the brook and say, God, please don't dry up the brook. When God was saying, arise, go to the widow of Zarephath, I've prepared her to give you the last meal. All of a sudden, Elijah was believing in the brook and the raven. The raven was just a temporary tool. The moving power, what keeps the currency strong, is not the brook. It is not the raven. It is the commodity called obedience. Obedience is a trading commodity. It is with obedience I trade my weakness for his power. It is with obedience I trade my poverty for his prosperity. Obedience is being traded. So, UK keeps a strong economy. Why? Because it has strong law enforcement. As long as the country can be stable, as long as security of the country is there, guess what would happen? Investors will come. The widow of Zarephath is an investor. But you're not going to unlock our resources except you obey. How can you obey if you cannot hear? The widow of Zarephath is an investor. I repeat, many investors are waiting for you in life. You are not destined to be poor. It removes your faith from, oh my God, I feel the power of the Holy Ghost. I think something is about to break on someone this afternoon. You will not remain small. Money will be your servant. Because you disrespect it, you said to yourself, you will. So your seed is not money, it's obedience. Forget about the money. So now, the raven was an investor for Elijah. And God said, this level of investment is just bread and water every day. I want you to go to the next level of investment. And that's the sign for that is the water run dry. Raven ain't coming anymore. Elijah, if you sit there, you will die. Arise, obey, and go to a widow. The widow doesn't look like any investor, but whatever would happen in that widow's house will shape the nation. Elijah is moving without money. He's moving without bread, but he's moving with a commodity. So when he got to the widow's house, it taught her how to trade with a commodity. The widow said, all I have left is just bread for me and my generation to eat and die. Because that was my saving. That's all that is left. But a senior trader had come now. The trader called the prophet, walks into the house and said, let me teach you something. I only have obedience to teach you. And if you will do mine first, the prophetic is also a commodity. I'll tell you four commodities in the heavens. The prophetic is a commodity that if you trade what you have in court, whatever that is, time, whatever, you trade it for the prophetic, you get the reward of a prophet. Did you read that? He will give a prophet. He will welcome a prophet in the name of a prophet. That's a heavenly commodity. God sends prophets to this realm, apostles to this realm, as a commodity. And so they don't have money. What they have is who they are. And anyone who welcomes them, and then, do you remember the widow? Not a widow. That barren woman. I perceive that this is a man of God. It is worthy of investment. So he asks him to come to their house. And she built a room, investing in the prophet. Guess what happens now? This woman has money. This woman told Elijah, do you want me to speak to the king on your behalf? Elijah said, I don't need that. It is your trading I want. I'm not the one trading. I don't need favor from the king. It is you now. Guess what? The woman was barren, no child forever. But there is the prophet in town. And she invested in that vessel. Guess the return? A child. In return, that's a commodity, right? Melchizedek was a commodity. The king of Salem, no. Melchizedek, right? Abraham met him. This is the mystery of giving. Abraham met him when he was coming back from the battle of the king. Oh my God. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Everything Abraham got was for him to be able to invest for the nation. So he met Melchizedek. And he invested in Melchizedek. Is it Melchizedek? Invested in Melchizedek for a life that money cannot buy him. Can I repeat that? For a breakthrough, a power that outlasts Abraham, which money cannot buy. But God sees mammon. God sees the scheme of mammon. God sees the kind of power mammon carries. And God says, I need you to ridicule him, because he will not ridicule him. He's too big. He needs mortal men whose life depends on it. And when mammon sees that you will obey God more than him, because money speaks, money tells you to like people, money tells you not to know. When you hear the voice of money and you hear the voice of God, and God sees that you will obey him, the lack of money can make someone homeless. The lack of money can make someone have no food. The lack of money can make someone's wife hate them. I'm sorry, ladies. Oh my God. I've intervened in many marriages outside of this church. Money is at the root of it. Either greed, someone has a lot and doesn't want to give it, or a woman thinks, why don't you have any? It varies. But God is looking for a set of people. I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost this morning. I don't care if you are 10 years old or 7. You understand that the help of people, because you obey God, you don't go back to work tomorrow to work for money. You work for seed. And he looks and says, how can you work all month long for me? And I'm not in control of your life. You gave me away. This guy's giving me away. This guy just gave me away. We're saying no, because you don't have the power that you think you have. Can I hear loud hallelujah? And so when I have money, I will do this. I will do ministry. Money, my foot. Obedience, my action. God is calling you to obedience. Money is just a foot. You will trample upon serpents and scorpions, the schemes and the structure of men. Oh my God, I can hear too many words this morning. Aliyah Kataya. God is going to raise many of you. The nations will be shocked. The nations will be surprised at the kind of oil that is coming upon you. I hear God says oil of accomplishment. You will accomplish things money cannot accomplish. Shout hallelujah. I came to give this morning things that money cannot buy. That's the only thing I have. You remember at the gate called Beautiful. Silver and gold we do not have. But what we have is what money cannot buy. The call of a servant of God is to give what money cannot buy. But you have to come into this stream, into this river of revival with me. Where your body is saying, if I perish, I perish. No money has the power to control me. The world is angry. So that pastor had a Lambo. Did I have a Lambo? What's my business with Lambo? As a Rolls Royce. I've never bought a car. I don't need to buy a car. I can use whatever I like without a penny. They don't understand that there's something in assignment that if God calls you, I've never walked into a showroom to buy Lambo. They are crazy. They are sick. Adults spreading rumors. They're crazy. There is a favor that comes over a man's life. And this favor is, God, whatever you give me part time, I'll just use. It is use, not ownership. We have left the realm of ownership. We've entered the realm of use. Whatever God gives you to use part time, be proud, be happy to use. God says, come and explain how this. I'm coming to explain after you are dead. You're crazy. Explain what? Explain God's favor. I don't need a car. I need the power of God. Anything money can buy, money can take away. Any kind of dignity that money can give you, the moment you think you are running out of it, you will do anything for that money. That's the spirit of mammon. Mammon is a tantalizing spirit. It puts you on a pedestal. It withdraws itself and leaves you to be desperate for him. So Simon the sorcerer, he wants to buy God's power with money. And Peter looks at him and says, your money perish with you. For you think you can buy the gift of God. Why are you not expressing God's gift in you? Because mammon is making you unhappy. Mammon tells you, if you are daring enough and you try it, I'll deal with you. If I go do this, I may not have money. Let me tell you, I already told you, what's the worst that can happen? For lack of money, you have no house, no food. Listen, you still won't die. And guess what? Anything that you've mastered, you will always be the master over it. So what if you made a million before and lost it? You made it. You will make times 10 of it. Because it is your servant. God says, behold, I give you, oh my God, Luke chapter 10 verse 10. I give you authority. He never said, I give you money. He said, I give you authority. What the devil, what mammon wants you to lose is authority. He wants your authority to be in him. So that if you say, yes, tomorrow we will do X, Y, Z, it's because you have the money to do it. But what about the people that say we will do X, Y, Z, and they have no money to do it? What they declare is that money is not why we are doing it. God's word is why we are doing it. Money is not why we are progressing. God has said we should move forward. God has said we should advance. Take the territory of the enemies. Start new businesses. Not because of money. God has said it. Shout and believe it. Amen. Mammon will never stop me again from what God told me to do. Mammon is our major fight. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. It is Mammon. Greed is the major fight of some people. Today, for the next revival, next Sunday, God said, name it divine encounters. God wants you to press into him. Some of us know a lot about money and we serve him. The only reason why we work is to sow. End of story. If you don't like it, don't do it. I will not submit to Mammon. So, if this is where Satan lives, look at how he messes people's lives up. Would you overcome bills in this city? It's a scheme. It's a system. Already, we met it here. And we will leave it here. But if two of you shall agree, if a seed generation will rise, if a fearless people will rise, if a revived people, and you cannot be fearless in the flesh, you will be tired. You come to church tired. I'm really trying to give, man. Because there is flesh. But you see, men of the spirit, people who have tapped into the things that are deeper than them, you don't hear what the word has to say. They are finished. People will spend 1 hour or 2 hours in church and spend 36 hours at work. 40 hours at work. Most of our parents came to this country. Why did they come? They love white people? Talk to me now. They like cold? No, they came for economic emancipation. But are we emancipated? No. Actually, we are emaciated. But God has a plan in that. God wanted to bring you in. He wanted to catch you quickly. That's why he created a nation called Spark. He wanted to catch you quickly before you are indoctrinated into looking for economic power. Once has the Lord spoken, twice I've heard his voice. That power belongs to God, not money. God is looking for people that are revived, people that have no fear for money. But they understand that they must have it. They should have it. But in God's way and for God's purpose, they know how to wrestle. They know 3 seasons of 7 perfections. Don't stand up from your knees. Don't stand up from being revived. Don't let the bills call you to stand up. God is saying, I need that generation now. I know there are many of you that are going through stuff, but listen, this front row, and that's the whole church, there's no time. You've heard me talk about deep issues. You've heard about how to live holy, but they are still dealing with your deep issues. How long before you stand up to fulfill God's destiny for your life? How long before you stand up and say, I'm not a weakling, I'm not a counseling project, I am God's army, I'm God's soldier. Arise and shine. Shout hallelujah. You have to be petted every month. Have to be spoken to. All things are just so tough. Whereas nothing is tough in your life. The only thing tough is that you are not standing up to the call of God in your life. You are not standing up to wrestle. And God is saying it is a wrestling time. It is time to fight the good fight of faith. Can you hear what I'm saying to you this morning? If money is there, you're happy. If money is not there, you're unhappy. It is okay for a season. But now, it is the revival time now. It is okay for there to be a season where we are being told to give. But God says it's revival time now. Show that devil that you are not under his spell. Show that devil that you are not his servant. Show that devil that you send him where you please. Not where YouTube tells you to send it. I'm not sending money into my future. I need to send nothing into my future because God is already in my future. And if God be for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his son, but gave him up for us, how shall he not give us all things to freely enjoy? I'm not buying my future with money. I'm already in the future by faith. I have the eyes of faith on. I have the ears of faith on. My future is guaranteed. In the banking world, they have what they call bank guarantee. Isn't it? The bank guarantee is to say, give him all the goods. And we, as the bank, we guarantee that it will pay you. Kaliata, are you listening to me? Rikabadebo Sobrihakata. I have a GB now. It is called God Guarantee. The Bible calls it the seal. The Holy Ghost is the seal of our inheritance, the guarantee of our salvation. I remove my faith from human beings. I remove my faith from money. I remove my faith from human promises. I plug it into the unknown, which is God, a currency that you cannot create an image for. Do you know why God is always against image? Image is made in the imagination of man. But God said, I am God. I have no image or form apart from you. You were created in my image. So God looks at man and said, you work of my hand. Command me. What will the future be like? The man of the future is standing in front of you. And what is your assignment? Create the church of the future. Wait, they didn't hear me. I said, this is the man of the future. God called me here without my own knowledge to do church in a way that has never been done. That's fine. So why are you here? He said, now you all can go create the church of the future. It will be based on what he has made Henry, but in Christ. What he has made Dami. So when the announcement comes and I say, guys, I need 6 churches today. Everybody suited and booted in their own nature, in the image, with no fear, no fear for money. When those who are supposed to lead, when they come together from, listen, a church does not have old or young people, it has people. So there's no difference between Daddy Coke and Kate, unless if he creates the barrier and start to want to advise everybody. No. We'll follow instruction. That is the church of God. Everyone moves in rank. And it's not, oh, we are there to correct those children. No. You join hands with them. And by the Holy Ghost. Join hands, my friend. And by the Holy Ghost. Yes, like you said, Pastor. With the conviction of steel. All of you. If we can push a little bit more. This wrestling. It's about to be over. We are advancing. And yet, join your hands with the conviction of steel and say, we are pushing territories, bringing kingdoms down. And it's not going to be long. In 3 weeks, God said to tell you, he's coming, church. He's going to be here. Aliyakata, are you ready to pray? Sit down, Stilo. If you're here this morning and you know there's a call of God over your life, I know you think you've achieved, you think, forget Spark Nation, no. All the church that they said did this and did that. Everything they said we did. So let's waste time on that. If you don't know by now in your spirit that God is here, there's nothing I can do about it. 14 years of preaching in this realm, from 2 to 3 people, 7 every day, hours given. I've given more than the government when it comes to sacrifice. love Victoria Derbyshire. So I don't know why you guys are saying they've cut her short. I like her. She was the first to speak about you guys. Come on, man. Put your hands together for Victoria Derbyshire, man. And the next thing will then happen to put your hands together for her, please. So that the next promotion can happen to her. In the eyes of God, it's all promotion. Anyone you can touch, they are not the enemies. Do you now know the enemies this morning? I'm looking at my seed. I say, I now have power over you. Know ye not that whosoever you submit your body to, as the panic of not having money ever gripped you? Huh? And you think, oh my God. Have you ever had money before and you see it going down? Kalita Rikaba Deboko Soto Priyakata. And you see it going. Psh, 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 psh. And panic grips you. Let me tell you, when money begins to grip you like that, end it before it ends you. Say, listen, money, I will finish you now. Because in his going, his desperation now, you will lie if you are not careful. You will cheat if you are not careful. So I tell the money, okay, you want to finish? Let's finish now. Mammon. There's an anointing in this house right now. The King of Kings is in this room. We bow down. The King of Kings.
The King of Kings is in this room. Be enthroned.
The King of Kings.
The King of Kings is in this room. We bow down and worship.
The King of Kings.
The King of Kings.
Closing, Peter, Philip, and co. Philip will actually go and take a city and call them Peter in, because Philip had the character of cities. He's a city church man. He causes the trouble and calls the senior apostles to come and regulate. The most valuable thing in your life is what Satan is after, and he knows money cannot buy it, the anointing. But he will want you to exchange that for money. That doesn't mean he will. Someone say, oh yeah, if he wants to exchange that for money, how much? He won't give you the money. I'm just letting you know, he won't give you £1, but you will exchange it. Yeah, he will sell in credit. So don't start thinking, yeah, so how much is it? Ebo, did you hear me? Should I tell them why I said that? No, no. He will not give you the money because guess what? He doesn't have it. The heavens are yours, O God. The earth is for the sons of man. He doesn't have it, he has the illusion of it. He can control papers too, but he can't control money. That's my next sweet word, right? He doesn't have it, but he has the trick of it. Smart Nation will be in every city of the world and every financial capital city. And every city will go to. So in case you're wondering why my ear is sacrificing this much, there's a city God has prepared for you. You may not see it yet, you may not know it yet, but he's prepared a city for you. Our sowing is for cities, not just for cars or houses. And listen, whatever, however your life needs to be to fit into an assignment present for a city is what he's preparing you for now. Don't look for harvest in this little teacup. There is a mighty ocean for you. It is called the nations. That is the kind of training you have in this house. Mark my word, that is your call. That is what God is calling you for. Somebody shout cities. Have you seen every time in the book of Revelation when God says he will overcome, said to them, he says, some I will give 10 cities, some I will give 2 cities. He has cities in mind. So what we are saying is this: I'm willing to wait. Prepare me. Do the work you need to do in me. I don't need stipends. I need seed though. Give me seed. As long as you give me seed and food, I'm fine. I will sow it because I believe that the cities of the world, why will God not make my voice be in every city right now? He wants you to be the voice. I'll restore your voice. That's our covenant deal. I'll restore your voice, and you have to go and be the voice in those cities, so that it is not just Benny Hinn is coming to town, Bishop Blab. No. The Latter-day Revival is not going to be that. No, you will be the voice. God will use the small things of this world. This is the revival that is coming. A little girl, a little guy at the back will hold the whole city. You don't believe that? Philip was just an evangelist. These guys were ordained to serve food. Because it doesn't matter what your manner of entrance into the ordination is. Just enter. The apostle said it's not good for us to serve tables. So they ordained people that would be serving widows food. Stephen was there. He was ordained to serve food. Philip was there. Oh my God. Did these guys take cities? You entered anyhow, you entered into Spark. But I lie not in the Holy Ghost. The Lord showed me. From the smallest of us to the oldest. To the oldest, if you don't give up, sirs. To the oldest, there is a city whose builder and architect. Oh my God. So, when I talk about taking cities, when I talk about the training is given, it said the builder and the architect is God. You know why that is important? Be it Lagos or Hong Kong, why can they not fix it? They don't have the architectural plan. So if you are going to fix that city, it must be men and women who have the architectural plan. So when you are sent to the nation, you are taking the architectural plan, and you will be able to see where something went wrong in Ghana, where something went wrong in Nigeria, where something went wrong in London, where something went wrong in Hong Kong, where something went wrong in Mumbai. You are able to see it. So we had water leakage in the house, bus pipe, and it was so serious. They need to bring the floor plan. And because until they bring the floor plan, what Pastor Dari and Co will do is we will get nail, hammer. Water is coming from here, put wood. Big. One day after, that's election. Hence talking political language. It is the language of God that will fix the nation. The nations of Africa will never vote the right people in ever again until they see the man with the architectural master plan for the cities and the nation. So instead of chasing their politics, chase God. I'm running after you, no matter what I have to do, 'cause I need you. stop. Chase to take the nation. Every leader that is tired is because you stop chasing after. You can chase after people for seed, but if you are not at the same time chasing after him, the people will weary you out. You'll be tired and you will go. But God is raising a new generation of revivalists, people that know how to chase after God. So that when they come out of their closet, it doesn't matter how much they have in their pocket or not, they know how to take nation. Shout hallelujah. I'm chasing after you. Talk to me. Young men with attitude for learning. 3 G's like Daniel. 3 G's like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They don't care about boyfriend or girlfriend. All they need is Jesus. And they are saying, whatever it takes, we are taking this city. It is not on nothing. God. At the same time, as he's looking for the 3 G's, he's also looking for the 60-year-old. Wait, like Mary, Joseph, we were waiting for the Messiah to come. Anna, in the New Testament, she was of age, but she was chasing to see the fulfillment of the promise of God. So, Daniel, in this generation, Daniel at 17 will run with Anna at 90. They will all run and run. They will all dance and they will run as one. 90-year-olds and 17-year-olds. The rich, the poor, the haves, and the have nots, they will join hands. They will join hands as a rank. The mothers and the motherless. Come, Bishop, come quickly. The mothers and the motherless. The eloquent. And those who are not eloquent, come, Daddy Coca. Those who know how to preach. Every one of us, as a body, we will chase after God in order to change a whole generation. There will be no old or young. There will be no strong or weak. There will be no poor or rich. We will all be one army, one soldier. Talk to me. I'm chasing after you. I am raising my hands. I'm raising my hands. around us. There will be no perfect or imperfect. There will be one. They are just saying we are not bowing. Money language is one, you know. God's language is one. What is the language of God? Silver and gold we have not, but in the name of Jesus. So if you are here this afternoon and you've given your life to any other thing or body than Jesus, when I say come to the altar, run. Your age is inconsequential. It's not about stagnation at this point. It's about the one we are chasing after. Our King and our God. The only one who deserves to be worshipped. The God of this. So, next week, God wants you to flood this place with souls. It is called Divine Encounters. I'm just going to tell you 7 encounters that I've had that gives me the conviction of steel that God has called you to cities. I don't care about your age. I don't care about your shortcomings. I care about our ability to subdue mammon. And once he sees that, he knows that any city he sent you to, you are not going to be bought. Give the Lord praise this morning. I'm chasing.
Say, I'm chasing.